Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Ed Burns, news reporter with SearchHealthIT.com. I'm here with our site's news director, Don Fluckinger, who just came back from the inaugural PHI Protection Forum in Cambridge, Massachusetts. How are you, Don?
Hey, I'm doing great. And it's kind of timely that we're doing this particular podcast today because the HIPAA omnibus rule goes into effect today, giving covered entities 180 days to get into compliance with all of its ins and outs.
Exactly. All the more reason why people should be paying attention here. So I understand at the forum, some folks were talking about how certain aspects of President Obama's recent cybersecurity executive order may impact the healthcare industry. Can you tell me a little bit about how that'll work?
Yeah, and it's a lot in development right now. So the folks I interviewed and heard give presentations did not know whether healthcare providers would be declared critical infrastructure and thus fall under this cybersecurity order. But they definitely advised that healthcare providers sort of keep track of this developing regulatory thing because it might be something else that they will have to comply with as far as battening down the cybersecurity hatches. But also they said if healthcare falls under this executive order, there might be some grants and other funds available for them to beef up their cybersecurity, which can only help when you're trying to get your HIPAA compliance act together for this omnibus rule, right?
And so it seems like one of the focuses of the presentations at the conference was kind of shifting the focus of protecting patient information away from what hospitals need to do to protect themselves and more towards what hospitals need to do to protect the patient themselves. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what people were talking about there?
Well, and it wasn't just one presentation. It was mentioned over and over. And this conference was interesting because it had a lot of high-level people, you know, privacy officers, CIOs from large health systems. The speakers were people who helped craft HIPAA. And one of the guys helped influence sort of the HIPAA piece of the high-tech law. And usually when you get to these security conferences, it's all about, gee, what is HIPAA doing to us as a provider organization? But it was the first time that I had heard executives at this level really talk about, we need to keep the patient in mind first. It's not, what is the government doing to us, or what do we have to do to avoid, you know, the boom being lowered on our company? No, it was they really seemed to get the idea that HIPAA was about protecting patient data because it's the right thing to do. And some of the speakers who had worked on the legislation around patient privacy were noting that, and they were applauding the audience members who were talking about that.
I know that crisis management also came up during the conference, basically how to respond to a data breach. And it sounded like what the presenters were getting at encompassed more than just the steps that a covered entity needs to take under the breach reporting rules. So why don't you tell me about some of the steps that should be taken, not just the steps that have to be taken.
Right. And it's all about mitigating damage and giving investigators a big paper trail or email trail or whatever to put your privacy practices under a microscope. And these were actual horror stories that CIOs and privacy officers were telling. But the two main points are you have to train and drill a point person in crisis management specific to data breaches before you have a data breach. And you will have one because once a data breach is discovered, a lot of bad things can happen, like maybe employees from the IT department, compliance department, HIM department start having arguments over email, throwing each under the bus. Well, I did this. Well, I did that. And all that he said, she said, is fodder for investigators to look at how you handled the situation and maybe see some processes that you don't want to reveal. And the other thing that happened at one hospital is, you know, they find the data breach, they announce it, they reveal it, and then the CEO goes on TV and starts, you know, trying to calm and reassure the community and patients, and maybe he or she is half informed about what happened. Maybe he or she makes some promises about future data breaches that won't happen, which everybody in the room pretty much agreed they're impossible to prevent. It's more like how you handle them and how you batten down the hatches once you realize a data breach has occurred is the way to protect patients and the way to really practice the best HIPAA compliance. So things like that. And this crisis manager is there to shut down all the bad stuff and work on repair and mitigation and fixing the situation as effectively and quickly as possible.
One of the sessions that really caught my eye as I was looking over the agenda was a panel that was looking at some of the security problems that can arise through EHR implementation. And so I'm interested in hearing a little bit about some of the things that they talked about on that panel. What are some of the main things that CIOs need to look out for security-wise as they're implementing EHRs?
Yeah, that session was very interesting. It sort of kitchen-sinked the whole bucket of threats that hospital networks face. And sort of the EHR implementation was, we are expanding our use of data. We are opening up ourselves to a whole new bunch of vulnerabilities. And then they started to list what kind of things CIOs should be thinking about when it comes to securing patient data. And they sort of grouped it into external threats and internal threats, you know, from the hacktivists to the predators who want to steal data and get credit card numbers and that. But they also talked about, you know, employees, doctors who really feel they're tech guys might come in and set up a rogue Wi-Fi access point and they feel they're entitled to do it. You know, I bought this piece of gear, and so they don't know anything about security. They don't know about anything about the communication tools they might be using. So the speakers reminded IT people in attendance that they really have to set policies and enforce them and monitor them to make sure that employees aren't the sources of the data breaches. And they made a lot of great points. The one that stuck with me probably the most is, you know, if you think about your hospital and its employees, how many employees outside of the IT department can tell you the difference between an encoded email and an encrypted email? Well, that's a huge difference for HIPAA compliance. Obviously, if a physician sends an encoded email and thinks it's HIPAA compliant, well, it's not. And you're still in violation of HIPAA, whether the doctor thought he or she was doing their due diligence or not. And it's just educational things like that may prevent more data breaches than, you know, worrying about these great unknown anonymous, you know, doing denial of service attacks on your network or whatever. Yeah, those aren't threats, but your real threats are probably a lot closer to home than you're imagining right now.
Patient privacy advocate Deborah Peel was on the agenda. And I mean, as a speaker, she's always someone who brings a lot to the table, let's say. So what were some of her big points, and what was your main takeaway from her time at the podium?
Yeah, and Deb Peel is, she's a little bit of a lightning rod. She's a patient privacy advocate, and she really worries about, she started her presentation talking about how parents need to protect their children's patient data because, you know, things that happen and get online or get stolen or whatever may affect them for the rest of their lives, you know, as far as, you know, if they have health problems or things that are revealed and future employers can possibly Google it when they go to apply for jobs when they're adults. I mean, data breaches can chase a person around for the rest of their lives and they can't be undone. You know, and some people love Deb Peel and some people don't, but whatever you think of her, she made a couple of pretty salient points. And if you don't have edgy people like her sort of pushing the envelope and thinking about, you know, slippery slope arguments for what happens when data breaches happen, you know, then all of a sudden our discussions about patient privacy get very safe and cozy and, you know, I would argue maybe even ineffective. So you need people like her reminding us about that. And a point she made that really, I would say, shocked a lot of people in the room, especially the folks who wrote the HIPAA interim rules since HITECH was enacted. She comes flat out and says, come on, people. HIPAA is not a privacy rule. It is a disclosure rule. It tells hospitals what they have to do to be able to disclose patient data all over the place, to market it, to sell it. It has nothing to do with privacy. And there are more than a few jaws dropped open when she said that. But, you know, like I said, speakers like her get people like us thinking about these things.
Great. Well, it sounds like it was a really interesting conference with lots of really good information for healthcare executives to really use to beef up their own security protocols. So thanks for taking the time to recap for us. Appreciate it.
Very glad to bring the greatest hits to you.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.